Somebody asks it, what are you doing here?
We got a Bible right here. We're here to preach the Word of God. That's what we're here to do.
Roger, I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. Are you with this body?
I am.
We normally don't. Are you on staff?
I am.
Okay. We normally don't greet people that are on staff at man-made religious places that are full of sin and carnality, because the Bible tells me to not greet false teachers and unite with them. But I will, if you're willing to talk about truth, I will be cordial with you. We have a don'tperish.com card.
Yes, I see lists. You made a video about us a while back.
Yep. Yes, and we're going to be doing more. We just got an audio with the pastor's wife. She knows it was on audio. I don't need to ask her. It's a public audio, so it's not like I'm on phone hidden messages. The reason we're exposing this place...
in the state of Montana, you do have to have two-party agreement.
No, not when it's a public... No, when there's no expectancy for privacy. You and I are talking right now. You're on audio right now. There's no expectancy of privacy. When you talk, we're being videotaped somewhere, too. There's no expectancy for privacy.
There is for audio, though.
What's that?
You can look at the state law. Video, you don't have to be audio.
Okay. Oh, turn the video on, Deb. Get a video out. Yeah. Get your video camera out.
Oh, you're fine.
No, leave the audio on. Leave the audio on. Here, give me the audio. Yep. No, that's okay. We want to be legal. We're peace-loving people. The reason we come here, and then start a video, Deb. The reason we come here is because we love our neighbor. We love God. We love our neighbor, the two greatest commands. And I was just telling that lady, we sat at City Group 2 years ago. We were out on a mission out west. And I looked up and said, this is true. I was drinking my, I don't know what I had, ice water or whatever. Test your faith. And I looked up and I said, Lord, what's next? And I looked up and I saw Zoo Town through the window. Well, you weren't in session. And we were rolling out. So I always knew, Lord, if it's your will, we'll be back. So I did that testing. Our video's gotten quite a few hits, so that's awesome. And we love to tell people the truth of God. The pastor's wife just came out. You want living example? You already know about me. You've got our testing. You want a living example of sin, seeker-sensitive, unbiblical, worldly deception. That woman just came out, and when I told her to go out and send out a man, because the word of God is to go out to men and women are to be silent in the body of Christ, Bible clearly says that, she reached out to my wife and she said, dressed like a harlot. Now, I didn't say she was a harlot. I said she is dressed like a harlot. She said, there's freedom in Christ to my wife, like I'm holding my wife in some kind of bondage. I told her to go get her elder and then go read Romans 6. Christ says, or Paul says, because grace has come, do we have a license to live in sin now? God forbid. And this is what this place does. The gospel is faulty. Come as you are and Jesus will change you. I don't see any change, saints, for God. Your heart changes first, then your outsides change. You don't look like a man of God to me. You look like a modern pastor in skinny jeans with fancy shoes. Now, it does start in your heart. The gospel is faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done. Fully man, fully God. Then, with that faith, you come to a place of repentance. Repentance is when you turn your mind. My wife and I used to be drunks, fornicators, idolaters, everything. You change your mind and you turn to God. When your will and God's will meets, you become born again. Now there's more fruit, like getting married. Are you married? I bet you when you got married, you stopped looking or chasing other women, didn't you? You were changed on the outside. God calls people to holiness and obedience according to the scriptures. Jesus said a tree that doesn't have fruit gets thrown in the fire. A lot of these people, most all of them, are in grave danger. Test your faith to the word of God. Test your faith, sir. Jesus made the narrow way. You must repent, be born again, obey God's word, not man-made religion. So the gospel continuing is endurance. Then you must endure in the faith. So this has a faulty gospel. It's a seeker-sensitive, easy-believe, false gospel. Pagan holidays.
Have you been to one of our services?
I don't need to. I've watched them. I've listened to your sermons. I've never stood next to Adolf Hitler, or I've never been to a Mormon service. I know Adolf Hitler was an occult maniac, and I know Mormons are demonic, unbiblical people.
You're comparing us to Adolf?
Well, no. I said, I don't need to be right with someone. I've never been with Jim Jones. He was a crazy lunatic.
So what about
I've never been with the Westboro Baptist people. They're crazy lunatics. Do you know how I know that? Roger, do you know how I know that?
Because you've seen what they've done.
And what is that called?
Their fruit.
Their fruit. Jesus says if you don't have fruit in Matthew 7, you're thrown in the fire and burned. So this place, paganized.
Do you live here in Missoula?
Paganized. No, sir. We travel all over.
So how can you tell the fruit by just visiting twice in Missoula, Montana?
I'm not saying the fruit of Missoula. I'm talking about the fruit of Zoo Town.
I'm talking fruit of Zoo Town. Only visiting Missoula.
Because I've known about you for 2 years. I look at your pastor with his earrings, his worldliness, his carnality.
And how does that affect what he preaches?
Well, for one, Titus 1 says a man of God should be holy, blameless.
able to teach with sound doctrine. I've emailed all of them.
What does that have to do with how he dresses?
I just told you. You don't have the biblical gospel. So you walk away. Did you bring a Bible out today? Because God's word is not on your side. We'll continue to expose it because we love our neighbor.